Welcome to the Bob Bloom Show with your host, Bob Bloom, a production of South LaSalle. Welcome to episode 12 of the Bob Bloom Show, conceptualizing do-it-yourself serverless. Today is Wednesday, March 1st, 2023. The Bob Bloom Show is my monthly commentary podcast devoted to PHP, published on the first of the month. My main focus is pairing PHP with serverless platforms. This is your podcast host, Bob Bloom. Yes, I skipped my February 1st episode because my private sponsorship video, which is not going to be private, took so much longer to do than I expected nor wanted. Instead of rushing out my podcasts, and because they are not yet sponsored, I skipped my February episodes. Welcome to my 12th episode of the latest incarnation of my Bob Bloom Show podcast. My first episode was a lifetime ago in 2010. I specialized in Joomla, specifically in e-commerce. There was this spaghetti code VirtualMart that was very big at the time. I could somehow figure out most of the code, or some of the code. An up-and-coming Joomla e-commerce add-on looked really good. It was called Tienda, made by devs in New York City. My first podcast of this show was interviewing Tienda's founder. That was almost 13 years ago to the day. A huge chunk of Tienda's code was for code administration. Joomla was a thin base for it, and much of what, how do you put it, administration, utilities that this plugin wanted to do, it had to do itself. It was almost as if it had to maintain a miniature Joomla within Joomla to support its e-commerce features. I think the weight of all this overhead code, certainly by today's standard, this code was just too deeply integrated within the actual feature code. It led its founders to give up on it. I think that's what happened. I developed my own e-commerce plugin as a result called LaSalleMart, but the Joomla team decided that the next version would be a breaking change of Joomla, even though the previous point release itself was a breaking change version. There were just too many changes to make. I feared the unknown. And this was about the time WordPress started overtaking Joomla. All that overhead code in Joomla was a remembrance of things past when I was eager to extract my RSS feed file generation code from my own custom podcasting platform's monolithic admin, which I love. And don't think I don't love it. I wanted to deal with just that code and nothing else. No API wrapper, no artificial flavorings, no added salt or sugar, just my RSS feed file generation code. And when it came to deployment, I wanted an idyllic scenario of not dealing with anything. No physical server setup, no subdomain, no nothing. In a way, from one extreme 13 years ago to the other, from 2010 to 2023. We ran Joomla on shared hosts. Remember those? Remember server co-location? Those were the days. Cloud servers are great. There's no physical computer to worry about. Like a lot of people who make videos, I looked into doing my own network attached storage, which is just too much for what I need right now. In my NAS searches, I discovered an open source software called Proxmox. The homepage describes it as Proxmox Virtual Environment Software is a complete open source platform for enterprise virtualization. With the built-in web interface, you can easily manage VMs and containers, software-defined storage and networking, high availability clustering, and multiple out-of-the-box tools in a single solution. That is a mouthful. I was fascinated. I installed it. Got immensely confused. I installed it and then could not actually log on to that computer. I had to access Proxmox via a browser on another computer on the network. That is when it dawned on me that I was building my own cloud storage with my own hardware on my own network. Just what the YouTubes told me, but I had to play with Proxmox myself to have it sink in what was going on. Proxmox is a level one hypervisor. It is the primary operating system, a system devoted to virtualization, as opposed to level two hypervisor, where it is a secondary operating system under the auspices of an OS not necessarily devoted to virtualization, which explains why I was used to being on the physical computer that does the virtualization. I can install my own cloud server at home. So I wondered, is it possible for me to install my own serverless thing and play with it and so get a better understanding of it because I can touch it and play with it? Just thinking about a do-it-yourself solution has helped me get over a bit of the cultural divide of sorts, because I am still having trouble getting my head around the idea of serverless after decades of cloud server usage. Proxmox has a CLI. Not that I've used it, but you can create a virtualized environment through the Proxmox CLI instead of going through its admin GUI. So Proxmox has to be installed first, configured first. The images have to be downloaded first, as usual. Then you can use the CLI. So if I'm thinking about continuing this as a way of getting my own serverless thingy, there's the little matter of getting PHP installed, getting your code onto it, having it run. I've not looked this up, but if there's a way to launch a bash script, like getting PHP installed might be doable. I guess from there, it's a short leap to run git clone and composer update. And then finally run the hello world PHP file. And then the grand finale, terminate the VM from the CLI. Now, this is how I looked at it conceptually. A cloud server somehow magically is spun up, configured, the PHP code is put on it and run, then the cloud server is deleted. Because a cloud server is deleted, there's no way to SSH into it, I guess, except for that ephemeral time that the code is running. So there's nothing to connect to. And that is how conceptually I've been looking at serverless. It does not really seem worthwhile spinning up an entire cloud server just to run an echo statement, only to then delete that entire cloud server. I reminded myself, thinking about this, what Dr. Werner Vogels said in the Serverless Chat podcast, episode 132. Originally, they noticed that customers were reserving EC2 instances to run small tasks. He gave an example of a company called WeTransfer. When someone uploaded a file to S3, they ran a virus check on it, then they compressed it to save bandwidth. To perform these tasks, they ran dozens of EC2 instances that, I quote directly here, waiting for work. So they did nothing until they were run. The idea was to save the trouble and expense of maintaining cloud servers to run small tasks. That was what they were looking to solve. When the need arose, then the code would run. The point then is not to spin up a fully configured and customizable cloud server, then run the code on it, and then shut down the cloud server. Looking at a do-it-yourself serverless solution, sort of a compute service server, it's to create something that the code can run on. In which case, getting Proxmox to create a VM from the command line is probably just too much. Instead, it's probably more about grabbing what is necessary. A do-it-yourself solution would be probably more about creating some type of virtualized space and then grabbing bits and pieces from wherever to set the thing up to run the code, then running the code, then shutting it down. Which means that the exercise is not about replicating the cloud server sequence. There is no running Git clone. There's no running Composer update. The deployed code, if I can call it deployed, that doesn't happen. The code has to exist in a fully workable fashion first. You throw your code at it, and this thing runs it. Whatever you have to do to get your code runnable has to be done somewhere else. And then it has to be put somewhere where it can be fetched. So something that started out as a variation on a cloud server theme is moving to something not quite a cloud server. Certainly for a PHP dev, it's not a traditional cloud server. There is nothing to SSH into. There's no deployment. Code has to be stored somewhere in a final fetchable form that will be runnable as is. After decades of using servers of various types, serverless is still a bit of a culture shock for me. To get some type of intuitive sense of serverless, more so of a compute service, I thought of what building my own compute service would be like. Proxmox as a CLI was a great starting point, and it certainly seems like the place to start building out a do-it-yourself compute service, but there is more to it than just trying to instantiate and configure a cloud server at a crazy fast speed. And now, having gone through this exercise, I have a better sense of it now. I have been taking another look at Firecracker. It's making a bit more sense now. Amazon created Firecracker for Lambda and subsequently open sourced it. The website describes it as an open source virtualization technology that is purpose built for creating and managing secure multi-tenant container and function-based services. These are micro virtual machines. And I'll tell you, the deeper you go, the deeper it gets. Thank you for listening to the 12th episode of my Bob Bloom Show, Conceptualizing Do-It-Yourself Serverless. My next podcast episode is scheduled for April 1st, 2023. You have been listening to a South LaSalle production. Opinions expressed are not necessarily those of South LaSalle, Bob Bloom, nor of the organizations represented. Links and materials discussed on air are available in the show notes for this show. Information contained herein have been obtained from sources believed to be reliable, but are not guaranteed. Podcasts are released under copyright. Rights are reserved. Email correspondence to the attention of Bob Bloom at bob.bloom@lasallesoftware.ca.